This is Sunday morning. This is March the 29th, 2020. Prophet's Corner Uncut. The name of this is called Be Still. Psalms 46:10, Be Still. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still and know that I am God. Humans always running about and doing, just blowing and going. I say, be still. I'm resetting everything. As I was writing this down, I could see just a great big engine just running, but then it came to a screeching halt and there was only silence. This is what has happened in this nation and across the world. I imagine that's how all the movement here looks like to the Lord. He said we look like grasshoppers. That's Isaiah 40:22. It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. Can't you just see him sitting up there on the dome of the earth and looking down at our busy, here we are all doing our stuff. That engine just going. I have spoken to you that the church age is over and the kingdom age has begun. You're watching the transition now. How can one thing start without shutting down the farmer? The big engine I saw. Don't let the old guard influence you. They yell from their pulpits, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as some do. Bless God, amen. Why do they yell this, you might ask? The money, of course. No assembly, no money. Okay. What part?
The part about what they're yelling from the pulpits?
They yell from their pulpits, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as some do. Bless God, amen. Why do they yell this, you might ask? The money, of course. No assembly, no money. These are not my words. I would have never even thought of this because I've been hearing this week. This is not just a natural shutdown, but a spiritual one as well. It's time for my people to be still and listen. So many are busy doing the business of the ministry that they no longer listen to the boss. Well, with all their business shut down, they are stopping and they're asking, what's going on, Lord? Have no fear. For your future is glorious. I'm cleansing the land. I'm exterminating out of the earth what is unholy and unclean. I kept having the word vermin all week, vermin. Like ghostbusters. Swamp busters. So don't think it is the devil, that it is evil, that churches are shut down. It is me. And I am shaking things up, for judgment begins in my house first. It's just too bad that the only way someone will listen to me is if I pull the rug out from under them. He don't care about all your merchandising and all your fancy churches across the city and across the nation, across the world. God's not in all of that. Yes, they are so busy about my business, but only one thing is that they've forgotten to ask me about it. Just doing the same old thing over and over and over. You know, business as usual. I'm speaking in this hour. Now they have time to be still to hear what I have to say about what's going on and what time the church is in. See, this is what was grieving me so bad. I was just yelling at these people as I was listening. What worked 25 years ago won't work now. What worked yesterday may not either. My church must be in tune with me 24/7. I might say go somewhere different today than I said yesterday. It's time for them to be still and know that I am God. I am the head of the church and I call the shots. I am judging the religious system. I saw this week where they have arrested 8,000 in Italy alone. A lot of them were from the Vatican. My true church, the one moving with me, won't miss a beat during this time. No shutdown for them, for they hear my voice and they follow me. They don't need cathedrals and mega churches, light shows and music, for they worship me every moment of every day and flow with my spirit, and they can't be shut down. Let me read that again. That's good. That's good. My true church, the one moving with me, won't miss a beat during this time. No shutdown for them, for they hear my voice and they follow me. They don't need cathedrals and mega churches, light shows and music, for they worship me every moment of every day and flow with my spirit, and they can't be shut down. Just watch as I cleanse my temple again. Jesus is fixing to go in there with his cords. Religions will go on with their religious ways, but they are not part of me. You will begin to see my true church emerge. They will shine as bright stars in this dark place. Such are you. You are observing the systematic destruction of the old guard naturally and spiritually. Those with big platforms that minister only to the thousands, their day is done. They have forgotten that I am about the one. It is time for those who have been willing to take care of the one. Now I will give them many. P.S. My true church does not have steeples and many peoples and all their high tech. My true church waits on me and listens with total respect. This is a psalm. Excuse me. Let me start over. My true church does not have steeples and many peoples and all their big tech. My true church waits on me and listens with total respect. My true church meets in homes all across this land with open hearts and humility awaiting my command. My true church does whatever I ask of them exactly as I say. My true church are mighty men that stand in the fray. My true church are worthy, for they paid the price and counted the cost. My true church has one commission, that it will save the lost. My true church will treasure this time, and they won't be afraid. My true church will comfort others and say, it's God, and you can trust his plan.